Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with bonkers.ie, Ireland's favourite comparison and switching website. Visit bonkers.ie today and start saving on your household bills.
And then just before the break, because we're getting just to show people that we are being deluged by calls about this, but we can't do it ad infinitum because people are making the same point. Tony, good afternoon. Are you there, Tony?
I am, yeah.
Okay, it's in connection with AIR, E-I-R. What has happened?
I got an email yesterday telling me that within the next 2 months, they'll be charging me $5.99 per month for my email address. And if I don't pay the $5.99, they'll be shutting down.
And how long have you had an AIR email address?
The first one I had, I got only knows.
Well, 10, 20.
I suppose 15, 20 years.
And so it's not free like Gmail or Yahoo or
no. Well, it was up to now.
And will you pay? How much is it a month? They looking for?
Well, $5.99 for me, and what's my wife has one as well, which is another $5.99.
So that's between the two of you, £144 a year.
Yeah.
For something heretofore which was free. Did they say why they are charging?
For service charges or whatever like that. You know, there's an email I got, and just said for service charges. I love the email there, well, but I mean, I'm not going to pay €12 a month for something that I can get for nothing when there's another provider.
But how can they, but Tony, how can they bill you?
They'd be taking it from your card, I suppose, to be direct debit. If you don't pay it, then they just close down your account.
Okay, but have you any other monetary dealings with AIR?
I have my television, my broadband, my landline.
And did you tell them that?
I did, yes, and you may as well have beaten off into the wall.
But did you say to them, listen, Mike, when is your contract up?
I rang them up and I asked them the story. I said, I'm paying you enough, I'm paying €85 a month anyway.
€85 a month?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm getting what I have. I have television, broadband, landline, okay, and I have a mobile with it.
Okay.
But I said, I'm paying €85 a month. Yeah. And I said, I don't see why I should be paying any more than that. And they says, well, I'm sorry, but that's the way it is.
What did you say?
I asked him then, I says, when's my contract up? And they says, June. Well, I says, that's fine, I'll be gone from you in June.
And he or she said?
Said nothing, that's fine, they said.
And have you checked out other providers?
I have, yeah.
And?
No bother at all to get another provider and get it cheaper. Like, I always put off other providers. Like, I mean,
they've been
calling to me regularly, and I'd never change. Like, because
I know people, people are. You'll often hear that now from bonkers.ie. They say that they do all the comparisons and they say there's great deals to be had out there. Just look at their free website and then. People can be very reluctant to move for whatever reason. Jerry Malone in County Louth. Jerry.
Hello, Joe. How are you?
What's going to happen to you, Jerry?
Well, I just noticed the email this morning, and when I saw the email, my first opinion was that it was a scam email. So I contacted AIR, and after quite some time on the magic 1901 line, I got through.
Yeah.
And basically, they told me to confirm that it was true, and I couldn't believe it. And well, what's going to happen to me is I'll be scrapping it all together. Yeah, so long that mm-hmm. other gentleman had the line, had it. He had it for whatever. I've had it for about 16 years.
Okay, but will it not be a pain, so to speak? A first world problem, I know. But moving your, I presume. If you shut down your AIR account, your AIR email. Is everything gone? Is all your
that's basically what it's saying.
Is everything wiped?
Yeah, that's what it's saying. So that's the only thing that's deterring me. Like that other gentleman there, I have an AIR account, and it's just for broadband. No, it's not for TV or anything like that. Well, I was supposed to get AIR Sport TV this time last year when my account started, and that was scrapped when AIR decided to just go to higher definition television. I just got the ordinary smart television, so I lost that. And the year before with AIR, I've had quite a brush with AIR in the last couple of years. The year before that, I lost my phone number for 3 weeks. It was given to me neighbour just across the hedge, and they were getting all my private phone calls. I had nothing. and I had to wait for 3 weeks to get it restored. So my contact with Ayr has been absolutely abominable.
And will you move to another?
Oh yeah, definitely. I've been patient with them, and you know, but I can't just keep going. And the way they treat you when they ring you, you know, it's just dreadful. And if you ask, can you speak to somebody in charge or somebody, a manager or whatever, I'm told it's based down. The decision was made by the human resources in Limerick. That's what I was told this morning. And I asked, well, can I be put through to the human resource there, people in Limerick? And I was told it wasn't possible for them to contact them. And when I asked, had they got the phone number, they said they didn't know the phone number. And it goes on and on. I got a Twitter, I put it up on my own Twitter account, what happened, and I got a Twitter back from them, and they said they're doing it for infrastructural reasons to develop the communications and technology within the company. But I was told by their receptions that the reason why they're doing it is they basically want to phase out the Aircom web addresses.
Okay. Oh, do they?
Yeah, that's what I was told, yeah.
Yeah, you were told by who, but...
But this was the person on the telephone this morning.
Okay. Because there was Ireland.com used to be a free email. The Irish Times set it up, actually, but then the Irish Times sold it. It was free, in fairness. But then the Irish Times sold it to Bord Fáilte, of all people, who... I don't know what they've done. They've done with that since. And obviously the Irish Times needed the money. It's a newspaper, yeah. They said. But... And everything was just wiped, gone. All your emails, all your history, all your... Anyway, yeah. Let's see. But if Ayr are listening...
I'll tell you, Joe, I mean, yeah, okay. The company is just... It's an absolute... They're an absolute disgrace. I mean, from... Given that my next-door neighbour, my neighbour just over the road, my private phone number, lucky enough, she's a very trustworthy person, and I just happened to ring the number by mistake, by chance, to see if it was gone to somebody else, and my neighbour turned and answered the phone. And they were trying to... They had just installed a complete new Ayr package, and they lost everything. They had no service at all, and they had to go... any calls coming into her house were coming... But through calls to my number.
Okay.
It's outrageous. I mean, so like just yeah. I mean, I know I was talking to one of your assistants this morning, and they were asking me was I going to change, and I was in two pins to say no, I'm not. But you can't let people walk over you like that. It's something has to be done with this company because it's just a complete joke.
Okay, I'm just looking at it. Well, it's now 7:15. I haven't been able to take a break, and we could go on till 3:00 about Ayr. Angela, you have an Ayr email account for what, 20 years?
Yes, exactly.
Oh, my God. How will you change if you have to change?
I don't know. Everything has my email address, bank, post office.
Friends.
Everybody. Everybody has it. And I don't know how I would go about even notifying everybody. But I went into the store in Blanchetown Centre yesterday, and because I have my alarm with them as well. And I said, you know, what's the situation with this? And he said, well, you have to pay it. And I said, well, there has to be some way around it. And he said, absolutely not. If you don't like it, you can change provider.
And that was
it. No further conversation about it. Yeah.
Okay, and what are you going to do, Angela?
Well, I'm going to have to get one of my kids to do something for me because I wouldn't know how to do it. I'll have to get them to...
Okay, well, maybe if there's some IT experts listening, how can you transfer... But you'd have gigs and megabytes of stuff on your email. How you transfer it over to a new account, I do not know. Okay, Angela, but Angela, are you going to give up on Ayr?
Oh, I'm going to.
Okay,
I'd prefer not to have to pay
no,
for
but,
it.
Yeah, but if you have to pay for it, you're going to give up on it.
I have to, yes.
Okay,
no,
Tony, are you going to give up on Ayr?
Yeah.
Okay, Jerry, are you going to give up on Ayr?
Without a doubt, Joe.
Okay, 51551.